Good morning and welcome to this presentation on Mesquite Kubernetes Demystified. I'm Marco Tusa and I'm working with Mesquite from many years and in the computer fields from more than 35 years. But let's start and go ahead because we have a lot to talk about. So why this talk? First of all, because there's a lot of information outside. And some of that is a little bit misleading from my, in my opinion. And a lot of discussion around, you know, MySQL or any other relational database and Kubernetes. Actually, what we see is that we often talk or, well, read about databases without a very clear definition of what we are talking about. And this is dangerous because if we do not specify what kind of database we are talking about, what kind of the feature that the database we are talking about has, we risk to be not precise and again, misleading. To understand, let's go back in time. Right. Let's go back in time and see what was in the past and why microservice and the need to have such a tool like a Kubernetes come up. Right. What kind of needs we were having? So in the past, a very long time ago, probably most of you were not even around. We had this simple situation where a server and a client. Right. It is normally inside a single building, maybe a university campus, but it was very restricted. And you just have very few access there, right? Don't know, between 5 to maybe 100 maximum clients that were connecting to a server and then were querying up for data. And data at the time was, you know, it could be a text file, could be some kind of Unix data storage, whatever. Then what happened is that, you know, the internet era started. And with it, a lot of application development has started to produce websites with dynamic pages and querying the same kind of server, but requiring a little bit more. I know I was there, right? I was developing the first, web applications. And it was a fantastic era where there were still a lot of confusion about where the data should be. Right, where the data should, how the data should be retrieved, and how the data should be eventually manipulated. And but okay, we move from very few access to many access, from 100 to question mark. We don't really know because when you are outside, your web page can be accessed by one guy only, but also millions of people. So you know that. Problems start to be how many queries I will have, how many time I need to retrieve the data. And the application, of course, start to become a little bit more complex because when the load increase, the kind of needs to have better handling of the feature of the application increase, that there was a need to reconceptualize. It could not be a single monolithic application, but we need to start to define layer for security, for data abstraction, data service that could be a general, additional general service internal to the application itself, the different kind of processes and so on and so forth. And at that time, we start to have also some kind of consolidation around what data is. Remember the LAMP stack, for instance, right? We have Linux, Apache, PHP, and MySQL. The point was that a lot of requirements has been pushed to the database. And in this case, when we talk about database, we talk about relational database, like we were talking about Oracle, we were talking about Postgres, we were talking about the MySQL. And if I mean relational, I mean that there is the need to have some kind of consistency there and respect for the asset paradigm. Anyhow, from that point on, we move to another stage, which is actually the starting of the microservice. So, well, the service and microservice. Microservice is exactly that.